Chapter 2, The Harmony of the World, The Pythagoreans. Tales about Pythagoras flew to him and stuck like iron filings to a magnet. He was said, for example, to have appeared in several places at once and to have been reincarnated many times. Taken literally, this idea can be consigned to the same overflowing bin which contains the story that he had a golden thigh. But taken figuratively, it is an understatement. Pythagoras, or at least Pythagoreanism, was everywhere and still is. Even schoolchildren are likely to have met his name at least twice. In geometry, for the famous theorem about the lengths of the sides of right-angled triangles, and in Shakespeare. Clown. What is the opinion of Pythagoras concerning wildfowl? Malvolio. That the soul of our grandam might haply inhabit a bird. Clown. What thinkst thou of his opinion? Malvolio. I think nobly of the soul, and no way approve of his opinion. Clown. Fare thee well. Remain thou still in darkness. Thou shalt hold the opinion of Pythagoras ere I will allow of thy wits, and fear to kill a woodcock, lest thou dispossess the soul of thy grandam. As if triangles and the transmigration of souls were not variety enough, it could also be said that we meet Pythagoras whenever we use arithmetical expressions such as squares or cubes of numbers, or come across the poetic image of the music of the spheres, or use the term philosopher in its popular sense of a lover of wisdom who tries to transcend mundane worries. What is more, Plato fashioned some of his most influential doctrines around Pythagorean ideas. When he quotes the above exchange from Twelfth Night in his chapter on Pythagoras in the History of Western Philosophy,